his wife, well, where did this come from? She was embarrassed. She said, well, I've hidden the box the entire 45 years of our marriage. And the pastor was curious, well, why did you hide it? And she said, well, I never meant to hurt your feelings. And he says, well, what do you mean? And then she explained it. She said, well, every time I heard you preach a poor sermon, I put an egg in the box. The pastor's thinking, three eggs, 45 years, that's not too bad. Three bad sermons. But then he asked her the question, well, I understand the eggs, but what about the money? And here's what she said. Every time I got a dozen eggs, I sold them to the neighbors for $1. I didn't do the math on that, but that's a lot of bad sermons. So this week and next, here's what I want to do. I want to talk about the power of the team. And I want to use the tent and do a snapshot of lessons learned from the scriptures about what a team of people can do. Now, our theme this year, as I mentioned, it was Choose Kindness. And I think that helped us focus on a mission. And it gave us a bigger picture view of how to live life. We're not just there to serve pancakes. We're here to serve kindness first. Can I say this to you? When you get up in the morning, what's your bigger picture mission? Is it to go to work just to get a paycheck? Or is it something higher that says, I want to add value to the people I bump into in life? That's what mission does. It makes the difference in daily living when you have that kind of purpose. So as we think about the power of a team, there's a verse in 1 Corinthians 12:12. It's in your notes. Let's read it together. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts. And though all its parts are many, they form one body, so it is with Christ. So as we think about the last 12 days and even before that, you know, we had people baking bacon and people wrapping silverware and people praying. We had people with setup and we had people who worked behind the grill, people that cooked in the kitchen, people that were waitresses, waiters, people that they were a host or hostess, cashiers. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's many parts, but there's one body. And as we think about that entire experience, I realize this. There's huge value in what a team of people can do. You want to make a difference in life? Do what you can on your own. That's way cool. But you want to multiply it? Do it with a group of people. When you put a group of like-minded people together, the achievement level can go way up. And so a team, it's in your notes, is this. A team is a group of people coming together to achieve a common goal. That's what teams do. They work together to achieve a common goal. Now, I want you to watch a video. I know the board has seen this, and I couldn't remember if the church family has. It's kind of cute. It's about a minute and a half long. But it shows the power of teamwork. Okay, go ahead, Kevin.
Okay, come on, everybody.
But, you know, at the end of that, it says it pays to travel in groups, and then it says at the end, take the bus. I thought that was good. Anyway, hey, it shows or demonstrates the power of teams. So here's what I want to do. I want to share with you three simple thoughts about teamness. As we look at the scriptures in 1 Corinthians about there are many parts, but there's only one body. So look at your notes. Let's get started. Number one, the mission unifies the many parts. The mission or the purpose of the group unifies or brings a sense of unification of the many parts. Now, there's a few verses underneath that go to the back page. Let's read them together. Now, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. And if they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. Understand that a group of people is unified when they have the same mission in mind. So our mission was choosing kindness. And I want to commend you as a people for doing that intentionally throughout the week and reminding other people to do so. Listen, when a group of people get on the same page, God can do powerful things in them and through them. Now, I've got a couple quotes here. Here's the first one. Outstanding people have one thing in common, an absolute sense of mission. Even going forward into the fall of this year or the coming year, when a group of people have an absolute sense of mission to accomplish something, what happens is there's great unity and focus to make good things happen. And so I think the tent was a great example of people coming together to make it work. Now, as I mentioned earlier, everybody's valuable in some way. I mean, there's different parts to the body, but everybody has a part to play. Here's a second quote. Group discipline produces a unified effort toward a common goal. Here's what that's saying, is when a group of people get focused to work together in a sense of synchronization, good things happen as a result of that. Now, here's a picture. I just love this. Here it is. Surround yourself with those on the same mission as you. Now, I know there's lions in there and so forth, but I tell you what, there's a sense of passion and fierceness that when a group of people under God's authority goes after something, you surround yourself with people who are like-minded. Can I tell you? That is a powerful unit of people. So I love the picture. Surround yourself with people that are on the same mission and amazing things can happen. But number one, the mission unifies the various parts. All right, number two, here's the second thing. Each team member is valued for what he or she contributes. Each and every person gives something and is different than the next person, but they're valued for what they did. Now, some people weren't able to work at the tent, but they prayed. They were a part of the church family and supporting it, and others were able to work, and there was the move down, and there's the tear down today. There's all the parts in between. Everybody can do something, and there's a sense of value that they contribute to the common cause. Now, read with me the following three paragraphs. It's in your notes. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has combined the members of the body and has given great honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Here's what Paul is teaching. Everybody is valued for what they contribute. Whether it's small or great, whether it's in front of people or behind the scenes, everybody has a valuable part in being a part of the bigger picture. You know, whether it's an office and even in families, let me tell you, when everybody comes together, every person needs to be affirmed for the value they contribute to the team itself. I got a couple quotes. Here's the first one. If you don't know your own value, somebody will tell you your value and it'll be less than your worth. I thought that was pretty good. Let me stop here. Do you know your own value? Or do other people tell us what our value is? Because if other people's voices get into our life and into our head, it may not be an accurate assessment. And it may underprice what you're really worth. You know, kids that grow up in a tough situation at home, they can grow up and they can feel undervalued their entire life. Until someone or something happens where they get a voice in their heart and head that says, you know what, you are more valuable than what you've heard as a child growing up. It's called reprogramming. It's called getting a new mindset from the kingdom of what Jesus thinks of us. And when we get that perspective, our value goes up, but we have to let ourselves know what we think of ourselves. I'll be honest, it's a challenge for us all. Life can cave in on us. It builds pressure, and we tend to undervalue ourselves. And yet, Paul says this, I want you to know something. Everybody's valuable, and the key insight from this quote is this. What do you think your value is of yourself? Where are you at? Are you up here in the middle or down here? Don't let other people assign your value. Let God tell you what you're worth. Here's another quote. People who do not value you are worthless, and those who do are priceless. That's a good quote, isn't it? Hey, if you're around people that don't value you, you don't have to tell them they're worthless, but you can think it, all right? But people who say you're worth something, they're priceless. They see something in you that they affirm, and it edifies and it lifts you up. But point number two is this. Every team member over the last couple months and even the last couple weeks, whatever you did, you prayed, maybe you couldn't go down to the tent, or you were part of the silverware unit and the group, or you literally could work or do different parts, you're incredibly valued. And Paul says, everybody can do something and you're treated with honor. All right, number one, the mission unifies. Choose kindness. And I'll have to say, I thought it was a good week of mission-mindedness as a church family. We kind of knew what we wanted to do, and then we served pancakes. Number two, each team member is valued for what he or she contributes. And finally, number three, people working together can do more than a few people individually. People that come together as a team to achieve something can do a whole lot more than what maybe a couple superstars can do by themselves. Read with me, 1 Peter 4:10. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in various forms. Here's the principle of engagement. Each person should use whatever gift he or she has to serve other people. And then when a group of people get together, let me tell you, that's when the unification or the sense of God's blessing is released and a team accomplishes so much more. Here's a couple quotes. Helen Keller, alone we can do so little, together we can do so much. So true, isn't it? And I just want to commend and thank you as a church family that together we can do so much. And it's not just the pancake tent, it's throughout the year. Operation Christmas Child, men's ministry, women's ministry, the young at heart. It's people coming together to accomplish something. And one of the greatest privileges of life is this, is when you find people that love you and you can do life together with them to accomplish something great. There's no greater privilege. I mean, when you can gather together with other people and make something happen in God's kingdom, let me tell you, that's the bullseye of fulfillment in many ways. Here's another quote. Individually, we are one drop, but together, we are an ocean. It's a metaphorical deal. It's symbolic, but individually, we may feel like a drop, but when you put it together, we form a greater whole, and it says we are an ocean together. So let me just summarize, and I want to thank you for just a great 11, 12 days. Been a lot of hard work. Many of you worked extra shifts. You were at the church. You were down at the fairgrounds. And you put a lot of time and energy and money into this. But the mission unified us. Number two, each team member is valued for what he or she contributed. Number three, as we work together, we could do a whole lot more, and we celebrate that, than what a few individual people could do by themselves. Here's my closing slide. The truth is that teamwork is at the heart of great achievement. So as we look at the year coming up, or the remainder of this year, there's different ministries that are going after projects, and whether it be our children's ministry, we're going to go after that. And so I want you to know teamwork is at the heart of everything we do. And so thank you, church family, once again, for being a part of the bigger whole, making it happen. And, you know, we'll have to figure out all the bills and see what the revenue was, and we'll give a report on that in a few weeks once we get all that settled. But even above that, I think what I enjoyed most about the entire last 12 days was seeing a group of people that were mission-minded to seek to choose kindness as frequently and as often as we could with other people. We weren't perfect. I wasn't. But we sought to just make a difference in the people on the fairgrounds. Let's bow together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow before you, and we committed this fair week to you on the front end, and we prayed over it, and now we look back on it, and we just want to thank you for the privilege of being your representatives on the fairground, not just as individuals, but as a group. And we pray that all the seeds of kindness that were sown, all the ways that we sought to be intentionally good to other people, that those would be planted, and it says kindness can lead people to repentance. We pray that people will find Christ, that they'll come to a personal knowledge and saving knowledge of Jesus living inside them, just because maybe they bumped into somebody that was kind to them. We pray for the people at the tent, Lord, that you'll You'll give them strength, and then as we do the tear down and move everything back, we ask that you'll keep the rain away, Lord, for that favor, just so we can pack up. But thank you for this group of people here in Walton, New York, this church family that's made a difference in our community and in our world, just because while as individuals we might be a drop of water, but collectively we're part of an ocean that can bring nourishment to the people around us who are hurting and are broken and in need. So, Father, we just celebrate in this moment the privilege of just being on the fairgrounds and all that you accomplished in us and through us. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.